When it mattered, I saw you standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Yeah, it's been a while. Oh, wearing that same smile.
Program were pre-recorded.
It's why they all play the game. A chance to make NBA history.
This team plays like their fan base talks.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is absolutely incredible.
Brunson looks, Brunson drives, Brunson shoots, ties the game. 40 for Jalen Brunson.
What is this moment feeling like to you?
Holy it is going to be pure chaos in New York City.
It's over. Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
Hey, New York. I'm sorry it took so long, but here we are.
Duran and the Morning Show.
Stop spreading the news.
Got a question for you. So what happens when you throw a parade and no one shows up?
We are not going to find out.
Nope.
Wow. You know, the crowds are already gathering in downtown Manhattan. We're going to try to slither down there too later. I don't know how successful we'll be, but we already sent Garrett ahead.
Yes.
We sent the canary into the mine.
As Garrett was leaving, Garrett goes, wish me luck. As he's leaving.
Oh, he'll get in. Garrett always finds a way.
Yeah.
So today is parade day here in New York City, and I don't know. I don't know how many people are actually being productive, who's working, but they're expecting, you know, I don't know how they come up with this number. They're saying, what, 4 million people?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be lining up for this parade.
I was in Dick's Sporting Goods last night, and when I tell you, the line was wrapped around the building, and everybody was buying Knicks stuff, talking about going to the parade today. So if that's any indication, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is insane.
Wow.
The
there
chaos
we go.
On the way into work, it already started. Yeah. I had to call Skiri and say, you need to go a different way. Because
oh, really?
It's crazy down here. Yeah.
And that's nowhere near a parade route.
Nowhere near.
Just,
nope.
Well, sort of, but not really.
Well, we passed through that area on our way in, so
right,
there was no hope there.
Yeah. The parade route is not there. It's close.
Yep.
Closer than when you are now. Now you're in safe man land.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uptown. Boring uptown. You know what? This is why downtown Manhattan is superior to uptown Manhattan.
That's
I'm sorry. I had to say it.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah, you know, let's you know, the only parade we have uptown is, you know, the Macy's parade sometimes, but they aim downtown, don't they?
Yeah.
They're going in the right direction. Anyway, it's next Thursday. We could not be more excited. Who's more excited than Skiri Jones?
Diamond.
Diamond outshines me.
And Garrett.
And Garrett.
Has been a long time fan, yeah.
All right. It's a day for everyone to celebrate.
Yes.
Listen to Frank. Turn Frank up. Let Frank do his thing. Yo!
These little town blues.
You go, Frank.
Are melting away. I am gonna make a brand new start of it. In old New York.
Here he goes. Everyone, hold your
hands
with each other. Let's do a
high kick together. To you, New York.
Yeah! Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. You know, there are a lot of great cities around the world. No one has music like New York.
Oh,
we have our own songs. This place is out of control.
That song makes me cry.
Yeah, you know what? It's just pretty cool. It's very cool. Well, welcome to the day. Our first caller of the day. Do we have a caller?
I don't know.
We are the caller. They're all at the parade. The parade kicks off at what, 9, 10? What time does the parade kick off?
10 o'clock.
10. Well, yeah, it's going to be a crazy day, but that's okay. It's okay. You know, this is one of those crazy days that we'll accept and we'll be okay. The gridlock is our friend today. But as of this afternoon, out of here. Get the hell out. Any thoughts as we get into parade day, Scary?
This is a jubilant day. I'm hoping for excitement without flipped cars or school buses on fire.
Good. Very nice. Very nice. And thank you for the perfect use of the word jubilant.
Yes.
And what about you, Diamond? Diamond! Hey. Diamond, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. The calls keep dropping. People are so excited and like worrying about other things. I guess I'm like, somebody.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. How you feeling there, Scotty B in Master Control? You in a good space?
Feeling great, yeah. Can't wait to listen to the parade on the radio on the way home.
Okay. Froggy, I'm sure Tampa, where you're located, is just up in arms and crazy right now. The Knicks parade in Tampa is joining together to get ready to march.
I just love to see what sports does for a community and for a city. To watch it bring it together and watch people celebrate, this feeling is like nothing else.
I love that. You know how Danielle's celebrating our Knicks parade day? She's going to the Yankees game.
She is.
Woo!
Let's go. Hopefully that New York song will be played because that's what we get when we win. So okay. Let's hope we get that song tonight.
There you go. Gandhi, how you feeling?
Feeling great. I love this. The city is alive. I mean, it always is, but today it's like electric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Straight Nate?
I just can't get over it. It's just astounding that this is even happening, right? I mean, from Saturday night to tonight to today, it's just unbelievable.
All right, let's get through this.
Out of this world.
Like Scary says, let's get through this without burning some school buses.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? And I love what Froggy said. Froggy, that was my favorite thing. You know what? You love what a great sports team can do for a city. And you know what? New York City is, God, you know, we have so much to celebrate here, more so than many cities. And but we also have, you know, a pain in the ass life here sometimes. People are like, it's tough to live in New York City. People don't really get that unless you live in New York City. Mm-hmm. But it's days like this. It's like the payoff is here.
Oh, yeah.
Happy
oh,
next yeah. day, guys.
Hey. Enjoy it. These are the days. They're happening right now.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Alicia Keys, she'll be at the parade today. Hope she's on her way.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Best. Home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata. Still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from with OG at a Yankee game. That made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity. Half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special ed. I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo. 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade. Rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty. Long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's defenders, or they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple, Eve. Caught up in the in crowd, now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, Jay-Z. Yeah, Alicia is supposed to be performing at the parade today, I do believe.
That's so cool.
So we do have a controversy brewing, and maybe we'll put that on a hold for now. You know, even on a day of joy, someone's got to, like, poo in the Cocoa Puffs.
Aww.
You know? We'll hop into that in a minute. Lizette from Brooklyn, our first caller of the day. Lizette is a New York City transit bus operator. I hope you took today off, Lizette. Are you working?
No, I didn't take it off, but I will be your first caller. No, I will be driving here in Brooklyn this morning.
Oh,
no,
good.
I do not drive out of Manhattan, thank God.
Okay, yeah.
Crazy.
That will be crazy. But something tells me that even in Brooklyn, there's going to be a different vibe on the streets today. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're a New Yorker. You understand how that works. It's just everyone's going to have that extra... That extra bounce in their step. So, Lizette, how long have you been driving for New York City Transit?
I've been driving 18 years.
How is it so far? Are you loving it?
I love driving. I love commuting. I love transporting our New Yorkers. And I am excited for today's celebration. I got to say, I am pumped up since this morning, since I woke up. I've been up since 3:50 in the morning with you guys.
Oof.
So,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. You know what? A lot of people that listen to our show are in traffic, and they complain about a commute.
Yeah.
You're driving the commute, and you're loving it. So there you go. We could all learn from Lizette about these commutes. What do you think, Gandhi?
What is your day going to be like today? Like, what's different about your day with this parade in town?
Well, because I do drive out of Brooklyn, I'm not really affected by any of the traffic. But I am going to say... I'm going to probably be commuting, you know, transporting a lot of people going to the parade. So it's probably going to be exciting.
Yay.
Aww,
right.
That's nice.
Yeah, you'll feel a vibe. No matter where you are in this area, you're going to feel it, you know.
And people will be in a good mood and be like, hi, good morning, Lizette. How are you? You know.
Yeah, and if you get on Lizette's bus in a... If you get on Lizette's bus in a bad mood, shame on you. You leave her alone.
Shame,
poop. She's our Lizette. Lizette, thank you so much for listening to us. You be safe on the roads, and thank you for getting New York City, our citizens, all of our New Yorkers from point A to point B every day. You're fabulous. Come on, Nate. Take care of Lizette. She's very important.
Well, VIP. Lizette, I think it's better than the New York City uniform you wear. How about the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show hoodie? It's on the way.
Well, that's thank you. Yes, I would take that. Can you ruin it for me?
Absolutely.
We'll ruin it for you. I'm going to run it over with our bus.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Lizette, don't let anyone catch your bus on fire today. Let's keep that safe, okay?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
These people are crazy. All right, Lizette, let's hear it for Lizette.
Yay, Lizette!
out there in Brooklyn. We love you, Lizette. Thanks for listening to us. All right, enter your three things we need to know from Gandhi. Let's get on with our crazy day. Gandhi, what's going on?
Oh, man. I don't know if you guys saw this, but another day, another horrific incident with a horse-drawn carriage. This time, a teenager is dead following an accident in Manhattan yesterday. A family was in the carriage in Central Park when their horse became spooked and broke loose, causing the vehicle to flip onto its side. The 18-year-old was thrown onto the pavement where he struck his head. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. The driver was not in the carriage when it happened. The horse is believed to be okay. It's the second incident involving the carriages recently, with another horse dying earlier this month. We know that the outcry and rage has intensified recently as both advocates and lawmakers are pushing to ban horse-drawn carriages in the city. What's being called a memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran has been signed. President Trump confirmed the signing to reporters while exiting a dinner at the Versailles Palace in France with President Macron to wrap up the G7 summit. The White House says that the memorandum is now in effect. It includes the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, an easing of financial restrictions against Iran, and expectations moving forward regarding discussions on the country's nuclear program. And finally, Apple is raising its prices on products because of the
Here we go.
They're saying it's the increasing cost of memory and storage chips. CEO Tim Cook told the Wall Street Journal that the company has been trying to shield customers from price increases, but the situation has become unsustainable. Demand for the chips has skyrocketed along with the growth of AI data centers. So we should be feeling that soon. And those are your three things.
Interesting text coming in saying they're on the Long Island Expressway right now, Cross Island Belt Parkway. They've checked them all out and they're empty.
Oh,
is
wow.
that true?
Wow.
Really? So let's keep an eye on these weird traffic patterns because I think our city and our area, our region is totally different today.
Yeah.
It's a whole hold on. Is anyone listening to us?
Hello?
If no one's listening, let's just turn an album on and go home. No, we got work to do. Are you ready for your Food News Thursday?
Yeah.
Let's go.
You make us laugh. You make us smile.
It's lit.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Capital One offers no fees or minimums on checking accounts, and most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry. Juicy J. Let's rage.
And here you were, you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
Cause I'm
capable of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite, make me your one and only.
Don't
make me your enemy, your enemy, your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare?
Jeffrey Dahmer, be careful, try not to lead her on.
Shawty heart is on steroids cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She rap me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it, but little mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
Turn up.
Turn it up.
The best music plays here.
Yes.
C100.
Baby, I like you so.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Sunday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, got to tell you what. The big parade, people were gathering. We got to get into the horoscopes in a second. It is Food News Thursday, therefore I know Froggy has to do horoscopes. We do have a problem here in the family. Can we just talk about it? Can we have the family meeting?
Yeah, let's do it.
Time for the family meeting.
Oh, boy.
Pull up Diamond. Diamond? Diamond. Diamond? Diamond?
Good morning.
Diamond. Diamond.
Yeah.
Diamond.
Yes.
Are you on?
Yeah.
Can you talk to me?
Yeah. Okay. Hi.
Why are you here? I thought you were going to the parade with Garrett.
Well. I don't know. I guess that's a question for Garrett because he left me.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
This is terrible.
He left me.
Well, what was the plan?
Well, the plan was for us to potentially go together, but he was supposed to reach out to me last night with confirmed plans. So I never got anything really from him. And I walked in today, and they're like, oh, he left already. I'm like, excuse me?
He was already
gone? Excuse me, this guy? Yeah.
He just grabbed his bag and ran?
I mean, clearly. He was out of here before I got here. I mean, how fast was he running?
Did you call him, ask him to come back and get you?
No, I texted him and said, hey, where are you? And you know what he said?
What?
I bounced. Excuse me?
Oh, no!
And then he's like, you can meet me here on this street, but they're saying that if it reaches capacity, they're shutting it down. I'm like, Garrett, I'm never going to forget this day.
Diamond showed up in her spirit gear. She got someone to cover for her. She is ready to go. And she said, where's Garrett?
He left. What do you mean he left?
Well, Diamond, why don't you try to just go?
By myself?
Yes.
I'm a woman.
Yeah, but you know what?
By myself, these people are out being outrageous already.
You follow,
no, they're not.
And you follow the crowd.
You know, yeah, follow the crowd. You're safer in New York City today than any other day. I'm very sure of that. Go.
Fine.
I'm a woman.
You should go. But if you're going to go, you got to go like right now.
Okay, I need to find him. But this is the thing. You can't trust it now. He's left me. What if he leaves me again? What if he tells me to meet him on a specific street and then he's not there when
Diamond,
I get there?
Here's an idea. Why don't you just go by yourself and don't worry about being with anyone else?
Oh,
just you're with millions of other people.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Society. I don't know these people.
Oh, my goodness.
She was also hyped because there's supposedly a spot that Garrett found that's going to be, like, quieter and safer and, you know, cordoned off by cones and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let me help you out. You know, once again, Big Daddy to the rescue. We'll get Garrett on the line next. We'll ask him where he is. And then, you know, off air, we'll coordinate how you guys can meet up. But, you know, come on. Be ready to go.
Okay,
you know?
Yep.
All right. Let's get into the horoscopes. Froggy, it's Food News Thursday. You're doing them. Who's doing them with you?
Scotty B.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
All right. If you celebrate a birthday today, you celebrate with Paul McCartney, Blake Shelton, and Scooter Braun. Happy birthday, Gemini. Take a walk without your phone for once. You'll come back with a clearer head than you expect. Your day's an 8.
Cancer, call someone you haven't talked to in a while. The conversation will feel easy. Your day's a 9.
Leo, you're asked to do more than you want to. Say no and mean it. Your day's an 8.
Virgo, you notice a mistake before anyone else does. Fix it quietly and move on. Your day is a 7.
Libra, you go back and forth on a decision longer than you should. Pick one and commit to it. Your day's a 10.
Scorpio, something you thought was over comes back up for a second. Don't worry, it passes quickly. Your day is a 6.
Sagittarius, try something you're not good at. It could be more fun than you expect. Your day's a 7.
Capricorn, you get through your list faster than expected. Don't fill the extra time with more work. Your day is an 8.
Aquarius, you change your mind about something and it ends up working out for the better. Your day's a 9.
Pisces, you keep replaying something in your head. Let it go or it'll ruin your mood. Your day's a 5.
Aries, it's time to move on from a tricky situation before it becomes a bigger deal. Your day is a 6.
Taurus, you find comfort in your routine today. Sometimes that's exactly what you need. Your day's a 9, and those are your Thursday morning horoscopes.
Waking up.
All of you are so hilarious.
Hello.
That's the immaterial.
Wake up. I start my day with it.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Hey, it's Gary Jones. I really hit my stride taking GLP-1s and striking that perfect balance between enjoying my social life, which includes a considerable amount of eating out socially with my friends and family, and getting full and stopping where I need to. It's true. I'm taking home more leftovers than ever, eating less, and saving money in the process. And I owe it all to the team at Orderly Meds. Since day one, they told me this is how it was going to go. And they were right.
I'm losing weight gradually and steadily and at a much more feasible rate than I was on those other diets and programs. Now I don't have to starve myself or keep myself from eating certain foods because it wasn't on the plan. And I'm hoping that at the pace I'm going, along with bringing in some healthy exercise a few times a week, that I can keep this going and sustain it long term. TeleMed doctors and intake specialists were right there to walk me through the process and continue to be there on text and on the phone whenever I need them if I ever have any questions. If you're thinking about going in the GLP-1 direction, I recommend Orderly Meds. Find out what you're eligible for at orderlymeds.com/radio. In minutes, you'll have answers from real medical professionals. Just remember, eligibility is determined by a licensed provider and you should consult your own doctor. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/radio. That's orderlymeds.com/radio.
Preset now.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
La, 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 la.
is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't can I. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party. From here to there, if you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. Life show was slow, and all they said was 6'8 he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. They lived the DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the
club. This is how we do it.
South Central dancing like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much favor. Come whack on an old school track.
Get up. Elvis Duran.
The Z100 Morning Show.
Let's go!
Thank you.
are awake on Nick's parade day. A lot of people are texting in from the trains. One text, good morning, Elvis. The trains are packed with Knicks fans. People are bickering with each other. People are having to go to work in suits, standing next to people who are on the parade train already drinking. So wow. you have a whole different bunch of people on the same train.
I bet those suits are bitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Also, someone checking in on the LIRR on the way into the city. It's jam-packed, standing room only. People already having cocktails on the way to the parade. Okay. Here at 6:40 a.m. You know what? When you go to the parade, you gotta get ready for a whole different ecosystem. I mean, you gotta get some tips from someone who's been to one. I got Bob on line 19. So Bob was at the Cavs parade about 10 years ago, and that was a huge parade in Cleveland, right? And you called to give us some tips for our next parade today. First of all, good morning, Bob. Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate it.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
It's good to have you here. All right, what tips do you want to give our parade revelers that are on their way to downtown Manhattan right now?
Yeah. Well, like I was telling you guys are already late.
Okay.
It's funny because it starts off, we got there, I flew in from Florida to go up to the Ohio one, and we got in probably at like 5 o'clock in the morning. There were people starting to come and get set up and find a spot. Just be prepared because I hope you like people because you're going to make new friends, and if they're not new friends, you're going to get real acquainted with them quick.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's not a lot of moving room. I mean, you don't have a lot of private space at the parade.
Well, they had it all roped off, and what was supposed to be, like the streets were all blocked off, people just ended up flooding into the streets. They had to create a pathway for the parade. They had to do it they had policemen on horseback first to kind of wedge it. Then they had them on motorcycles to make it even further. And then they had vehicles to be able to go through just to widen it so the parade could go through.
Wow.
All right. So, you know, here's the thing. You're going to have a lot of NYPD, a lot of people there helping direct the crowds, this and that. And their job is going to be almost impossible in some situations, I'm assuming.
Exactly.
This is what I'm hearing from you. So try to catch their cues and do as they say. But keep in mind, you know, if they're trying to get you to push back, but there's a million people standing right behind you, sometimes it's not that easy. So get ready. It's going to be a day of some frustration, but it's going to be a day of celebration. Any other questions for Bob on parade going tips? Anyone?
Have people already started drinking that you've seen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah, it had started, and then it just because we were actually even I think by a place that served alcohol, and so that was just you were just rotating in and out. You'd tap, somebody would go in for you, and then somebody would hold your place. You'd come back out with drinks, and then just keep the vicious cycle going.
Nate was saying that it's crazy because a lot of people took off today. So today, like, what are you going to do after the parade's over? You're going to drink. And then a lot of people have off tomorrow for Juneteenth. So, like, we don't got to go home. Let's just keep going.
Oh, God. Yeah.
There's people that, I'm sure there's people that flew in from somewhere else, too, to get for this.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Wow. All right. Look, thank you for listening to us, Bob, and thanks for the tips. And I think what I'm getting from Bob is that it's going to be a lot of people. Just get used to it. Be patient with each other. You know, people are going to step on your shoes. People are going to get in your way. It's going to be bigger than St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Right. But you're
St. Patrick's Day Parade is nothing compared to this.
But you're all there for the same purpose, to celebrate this amazing team that did it for New York. So have patience with each other and have love for each other, and that's it.
Yes. There you go. There you go. All right, Bob, you're the best. Thanks for checking in. Our official parade tip giver, it's Bob, everyone.
Yes, Bob.
All right, you know what? Let's go downtown and check in with Garrett. Garrett is on his special New York Knicks microphone system. Let's see if it works. Good morning, Garrett. How you doing?
Good morning, my friends. What a beautiful day for a Knicks parade.
Oh, God. Where are you right now, and what are you looking at?
All right, right now I'm about to enter the belly of the beast. So I'm on Vesey and Church. The lines are, I mean, it feels like you guys are the only people not here from New York right now.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
What are you seeing?
But Elvis, I had an idea though. Can you support my business venture for today only?
I'm not promising, but what is that?
Can I use your bathroom at your apartment and sell spots at $20 a flush?
Oh. Get out of here.
No,
parade. I have my apartment is locked up because I knew people like you would be, okay, can I borrow your place? No, back off. Go,
$20 a flush. They're going to make a lot of money.
$100 a flush. No. Just go pee in the street like everyone else, man. Be a parade goer. Nice try.
Everybody else, there's a lot of people that got to pee here.
Okay, you tell them I said hi. They're not peeing in my apartment. So talk to me about what you can see. I mean, I know it's only, 6:45, so whatever you see now, it's going to be multiplied by 100 at least, right? Eventually.
Oh, I would probably say 1,000. I mean, literally there is 5 rows of people deep on each side of the sidewalk just to get into the spot where the parade is going. Wow. Security is great. You have to go through metal detectors and get pat down. NYPD is definitely out here. They're already telling the fake shirts to get off the street, you know, because they're not allowed to be here. But everybody's wearing blue, orange. I mean, I a lot of grown men already crying, so it's going to be a very tearful experience today.
Well, that could be the drinking. Could be. And keep in mind, you know, with no places to go to the bathroom and you're drinking, that urine has to go somewhere at some point.
That's what I'm saying. Your apartment.
My apartment is not going to happen for you or anyone else today. My apartment is locked up. But I don't know. Any questions? Gandhi, yes. Garrett's on the line. He's on the parade route.
Garrett, hello. Can you bring us back some merch, please?
Merch, yes. The official merch or the illegal merch?
Don't care.
I think the illegal merch is more fun.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Yeah, let's support them. They need our support. They're down there to make a living. They get mouths to feed at home. All right, very cool. Well, look, when you see something, say something. Let us know what's going on, and we'll check in with you in just a little bit, okay?
I hope to see Diamond. I heard that before, and I think it's totally unfair.
Okay, well, hold on. Okay. Let's not go away so fast. Diamond, is she on her way?
No.
No, she's in here. Still here.
Diamond, you're on with Garrett right now. Is there anything you want to say to the guy who left you behind?
Not really. Oh, I'll talk to you on Monday, Garrett.
Oh, boy.
You are not raining on my parade today, Diamond. No.
All right.
Well, bring her back something. You can make amends that way.
Yeah.
All right, Garrett, we're going to let you go. Let us know if you see something that needs to go on the air, and we'll talk to you then, okay?
You got it. Go, Knicks.
There you go. Knicks. Well, go, Knicks. They already went, basically.
Keep going, Knicks.
All right, coming up next, we've got Danielle, and what do you have coming up?
Sabrina Carpenter. She had her restraining order made permanent, which is good. And our boy Ed Sheeran about to take a break.
Okay, all right. Also, our friend Brian Littrell, of course, from Backstreet Boys, is in town. But more important than that, his son Bailey is with him. Bailey's got new music out. So we wanted to get Bailey on the show to talk about his music. But how fun would it be to have his dad, Brian, who's already been in the music business, to be here with him to talk about what it's like growing up in a music family and deciding music is your life? They're going to be on in a couple hours. So we got a busy day. So, yeah. It's New York Thursday, and also it's Food News Thursday.
I've never said this before with Tommy D'Addario.
Is there anything you've never said before that you want to share?
That's deep.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search I've Never Said This Before, and listen today. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Everything is crazy expensive. You know what's not crazy expensive? The price of Paramount Plus. For 99 cents per month for the first 2 months. Stream new series, returning favorites, and live sports as well. Paramount Plus. Stream now.
I thought that I've been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleeding till I can't breathe. Shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing.
drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Up dead, needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
Morning show.
You better show me now, show me.